Shalom Aleichem to everybody. We're on the cusp of Hanukkah, and every single year, the Yemei HaChanukkah, the days of Hanukkah, fall out during the Parshios HaShvua of Vayeshev, Miketz, and Vayigash. And those three Parshios focus on the life and times of Yosef HaTzadik, his struggles, his triumph, the highs, the lows, the ebbs and flows in the life of Yosef HaTzadik. And it begs us to understand, what is it about Yosef HaTzadik? What is it about these Parshios, Vayeshev, Miketz, and Vayigash, that Hanukkah always falls out during these weeks? And in the Svarim HaKadoshim, it says, and look in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, that the reason is that Bizchus Yosef Zachinu LeChanukah. In the merit of Yosef, we merited the miracles of Chanukah, a very cryptic language of the Tzidkas HaTzadik, and we must understand, what is it about Yosef that we were privy and zoche to the miracles of Chanukah? Furthermore, in next week's Parsha, Parshas Miketz, before Yosef reveals himself to his brothers, he tells the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, Utvoach, Tevach ve'achen, prepare for my brothers a meal. And the Matan Moshe says in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, ve'achen, those words rejumbled plus the ches of Tevach spells Chanukah. Ve'achen, ches, Chanukah. Therefore, there's something very, very significant about the Parsha of Vayeshev, Miketz, and Vayigash, the story, the life and times of Yosef HaTzadik that reveals something about Chanukah. But what is it? If you look at the life of Yosef and the midos of Yosef and what it is that Yosef embodied, he was the Bal HaChalomos. Yosef was a dreamer. He always sees something different than everybody else. What looked as one way to one person and to his brothers, to Yosef, he saw things completely different. When Yosef was thrown into the pit, he was able to see above and beyond the pit. He was able to climb out of the pit to see what could become. When Yosef was thrown into the dungeon in Mitzrayim, deep, deep down, Yosef was able to see above. When all of Egypt saw years of plenty, the Yemei HaSova, Yosef looked forward and he saw there's going to be Yemei HaRazon. Therefore, Yosef was a person who saw beyond. He was a Bal HaChalomos, he was a dreamer. He was somebody who didn't get caught up in tunnel vision and just seeing what was in front of him. But he always was able to see into the future what can be and what are the possibilities beyond the here and now. That's Chanukah. That's what the Hashmonaim did when they saw in front of them the mighty Greek Assyrian army. How can we defeat them? How can we possibly overcome and trump such an army? But they looked at them, they said, we have the midos of Yosef. We could look beyond. We can overcome, we can overpower, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can dream and we can imagine bigger. And indeed, that's exactly what happened when there was no more Shemen left and was gone and lost and the Beis HaMikdash was asunder, overturned. The Hashmonaim, the Kohanim Gedolim said, let's look a little bit farther. Let's dream dreams. Let's see what can be, what's possible. There must be and there can be. We'll search and we'll scour until we find possible oil. And indeed, that's what they did when they found the Pach Shemen. They saw, they found, and they used it. There are four words that are most commonly used in Chanukah, and they are as follows. Shmona, which means eight. And the first two letters of the word Shmona are Shin and Mem. Shemen, the oil that we use to light the candles. Shin and Mem are the first two letters of that word Shemen. Shamish, which is the candle that we use to light the other candles, also starts with those two letters, Shin and Mem. Chashmonaim also has the second and third letters in the word as Shin and Mem, the first word being Chet, Ches, eight. What do those two letters have in common? What's the significance of them? And why do the words Chashmonaim, Shemen, Shmona, and Shamish have those two letters, Shin and Mem? Shin and Mem spells Shum. Nes Gadol Hayasham, which in simplistic understanding means that a great miracle happened there in Eretz Yisrael. But Sham means something else. Nes Gadol, a great miracle happens when? Sham, when we dream, when we look beyond, when we can imagine something different, majestic. We're not caught up in the here and now. When we don't limit ourselves to seeing what's in front of us, we can be zoche to miracles. When we're willing to dream, to imagine, to think and to see beyond what's in front of our eyes, we'll be zoche to miracles that cannot even be fathomed. Nes Godol Hayasham. It's amazing what can happen when a person imagines, dreams. Miracles can happen when your mind, when your soul, when your heart is sham, is somewhere else. And if you look at each of those four words, which are the crux of Hanukkah, they represent just that. Shmona means eight, and Shmona also represents beyond. Sheva is the word seven. It word saveya, which means satiated. It's shivas yemei hashivua, 7 days of the week, which represents the natural order. 7 times 7 is 49. The 49 days in the Omer, the 49 years in the Shemitah and the Yovel cycle. It's within the natural world. Shmona is above the natural world. It's imagining something that's beyond. Shmonas yemei amila, shmonas yemei niluim, and shmini atzeres and shmonas yemei chanukah represents what can be, possibility, dream a dream, what's beyond this world, what's beyond the natural. If that's who you are, that's what will happen. And thus we're zoche on Chanukah to 8 days, not seven, not like Sukkot, not like Pesach, but shmona, like shmini atzeres, like shminis yemei niluim, like Shmonis Yimei Hamila. It's above and beyond. And that's what Shemen is. Also has the letters Shin and Mem, Shum, because the Shemen is the oil which floats on top of the water. It doesn't get stuck. It's not confined, but it always bubbles to the top and beyond everything else. And on top of the water, it's floating above. And the Shamish is the highest candle peaking on top. And it's from that candle that we light the other 8 candles. That is the Shamis, Shin and Mem, Shum. It's higher, it's up, it's bigger. And of course, Chashmonaim, Ches, Shin, Mem, Sham, the Chashmonaim were there. They were beyond. They were above. They didn't get caught up in what looked like a fight of Ma'atim Biad Rabim. They saw, we also, it's true, are Ma'at, but we could be Rab because we could dream that we can do. This Chanukah, let's tap in, each of us, to what is within our reach. That we are people of Sham. We are descendants of Yosef HaTzadik. We are descendants of the Chashmonaim. Yosef li ben Acher, Rachel says when she gives birth to Yosef. He's bigger, he's beyond, he could dream. We'll say it in Hallel for the 8 days. Yosef Hashem Aleich Makarosh Baruch Hu, give us more, give us excess, give us Shmeina, give us Shmoneh. We need it now more than ever. Let's not get caught up in just looking at today and this week and tomorrow. But we believe and we know full well there's so much to look forward to. Yes, this Chanukah may be different, but there's no question that we have to start thinking forward to next year, to next Chanukah. But if we use this Chanukah and turn our eyes, our ears, our minds, our emotions and everything about us into Sham people, into Yosef people, into Chashmonaim, into Shmini people, we'll be Zoche Be'ezus Hashem to the ultimate good, to become dreamers, people who see Shibanei Beis HaMikdash B'mehar V'minu, people who could see things that we can't even recognize. We could say that Im Kol Zeh Achak Elo B'chol Yom Shiyavo, we'll start seeing things that people are able to imagine. Let's be Zoche to be dreamers. Hayinu Kecholmim. Wishing each and every single one of you a Freilichen Kan Chanukah, a lichtigen Chanukah, a sweet and a happy Chanukah, a Chanukah that we're all zoche to Be'ezras Hashem, to Binyan Bayis HaShlishi B'Karov. Have a wonderful Shabbos.